This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the second hour of the show, Cube Talk America. This is Clayton Mickey alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. Al is opening, is that champagne you're opening? Look
champagne,
at that.
Yeah.
Don't know what the occasion is other than maybe your birthday or the upcoming. Oh, pop. Look at that. We got a little. Oh, he's got the champagne flutes and everything. Oh my gosh. Hi to everybody in the chat room. This is show 344. It is the 8th of May, 2018.
And, Ocho de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, it is Ocho de Mayo. Yes. This is our post Cinco de Mayo show and our pre Mother's Day and Al's birthday show.
I like it.
But here we are, all in the studio. Coming up later on in the show is our thoughtful vulgarity, a little two things with Kat Carlson, entertainment with Al. But first, it's our headline section, and we're going to kick it off with this story right here. An Indiana man was arrested and charged with driving a lawnmower while intoxicated, this according to police. On Saturday, officers pulled over Barry Ridge, a 46-year-old man of Franklin, Indiana, while he was driving down County Road 100 North on a red lawnmower. The Franklin Police Department received a complaint earlier Saturday evening from someone who was upset that Ridge had driven onto their yard and started just mowing the grass. Ridge then got tired of that and then moved on heading down the county road. Upon getting the lawnmower riding offender to stop, officers said Ridge's eyes appeared glassy.
Oh.
He failed a breathalyzer test, which found his blood alcohol level to be a 0.189. Now, in Indiana, similar to Arizona, I believe it's a 0.8 is the legal limit in old Indiana. Well, this isn't the first
0.08.
time. 0.08, right.
Yeah, anytime you put a 1 in there, you're not doing so good.
Yeah, you're well above. So this isn't the first time that Mr. Ridge was arrested for driving his lawnmower while drunk.
Don't judge.
According to police records, he was arrested in a Kroger parking lot for operating a different lawnmower while intoxicated and, quote, causing a disturbance. This was back in April of this year. For that incident, his lawn tractor was impounded. Ridge is still awaiting trial for his first arrest. He was taken to Johnson County Jail on Saturday night. Which what this story tells me is, A, he doesn't learn. Number two, he has multiple riding mowers.
Or Kroger's had went outside for sale.
Oh, well, you never know.
I love it.
I don't know your life.
I don't know.
Don't judge.
I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Well, speaking of I don't know your life. Mm. Was that the end?
That is.
Okay. Mm. Well, a new medical procedure dubbed the vampire facial is gaining popularity, specifically from this article in Asheville, North Carolina.
Huh?
Yeah.
I've not heard of this.
Okay. I know. Well, celebrities like Kim Kardashian have tried it.
Well.
And in Asheville, boy, those vampire facials, they're available at the Biltmore Restorative Medicine.
Okay.
Ask for them by name. And doctors there said more and more people are being bitten by the trend.
Oh, no.
Oh,
there's your pun.
Now, there it is.
In folklore, vampires, they live forever by feeding on other people's blood.
Clearly. Oh, sure.
But in reality, you can use your own blood for more youthful skin.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Simple. Here's all we do. We take someone's own blood, process it, and then we use their own platelets and infuse them back into their skin. That's right.
No.
Yeah. Doctors and staff at Biltmore Restorative Medicine, ask for them by name, said that the procedure isn't dangerous. No.
Sounds
first,
great.
Step one.
Mm.
Cut a hole in a box. No. First, they draw blood from a person's arm and put it into a machine called a centrifuge.
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
It spins, right?
It separates it all out.
Separates the platelet-poor plasma and the platelet-rich plasma from the Buffy coat.
Buffy, the Vampire Slayer?
I love that coat. Show.
Oh, there you have it.
Also very real. Uh-huh. All real people in a real place.
Those, not so much real people, but very fun show.
Uh-huh.
Now, once your blood is separated, they put a numbing cream on your face.
Oh, and begin, that's not frightening.
And begin the micro-needling.
Uh-huh.
That's right. This sounds like a beauty routine. It's like aerating a lawn, they say.
It keeps getting better.
It's like aerating
And then we put the fertilizer on after.
What do you want to do to your face? Something like what I do to my lawn seems appropriate. How does that conversation start?
And then I get shit less, on your face?
How do I get less crabgrass on my face is what I want to know.
Right.
All right.
No.
Uh-uh. Well, this helps your skin absorb your platelets.
Uh-uh.
That's right. So they poke all the holes. And then here's how the facial gets its name. The person's blood is smeared all over his or her face. Right. I like that we're gender inclusive here. Sure.
That's nice.
We're tricking the skin into thinking you have damage by stabbing it repeatedly with needles.
Sure. Yep. Oh, and then it heals itself. I gotcha.
Right. And then the platelets
heal thyself.
Wow.
Help to repair the areas that have wrinkles and little fine lines. Yep. Blood is left on for a few hours.
Okay.
Oh, no kidding?
Hours, and the deed is done. Now, before you run out the door, the cost of eternal youth isn't cheap. One of these facials will set you back about $800.
Whoa. Okay.
But the doctor that does it clearly says that the cost is worth it.
Oh, of course.
Worth it. Oh.
Yeah.
And who better than the cashier to tell you the deal you're getting?
Right. he says it's your face. It's your face.
Your face. It's your face.
It's your face.
It's your face.
In your face.
It's something you wear every day. It's not something you want to cut corners.
Right.
You just want to stab it repeatedly with tiny needles and then smear blood on it.
But remember, eternal youth is worth a little suffering.
Now, although the facial has been growing in popularity, not everyone is sold on the idea.
That's a shocker. A detractor? No!
Random bystander and naysayer, Hannah Fuller, said she's heard about it and is grossed. I don't know why Hannah's in this article.
Yeah.
Literally, they just reference her by name and say that she's grossed out by it.
Just Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
We like Hannah.
We found a random Hannah.
I like Hannah.
She goes on to comment. She says, I kind of feel like once the blood leaves the body, it's a medical waste, so it shouldn't be put back on your body.
Hannah did not want her last name used.
Hannah is much too pretty. She doesn't do that shit at all.
She asked that her face be.
Yeah, spared. Oh.
Spared.
Do it on her tits.
You know what? She's
her last name.
Well, look at my ass.
Her last name is Lecter.
Oh,
God.
Oh, weird.
Hannah. Hannibal's sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Hannah Bell Lecter.
Hannah's not all that bad. She's very open-minded. She said that if any of her friends or family wanted to give it a try, she would be supportive.
Does that mean pay for it?
Just not for her.
No. I say nay, nay. I'm good.
Yep.
Joining the ranks of that one Hannah.
I'm saving $800.
We are here at Q Talk America. We're Team Hannah.
Yeah, totally. You can't please all the Hannahs.
Nope.
Before we move on to the whatever story Marnie's going to do, why would you like to share with us what the celebratory?
Was near Total Wine.
Okay,
it's Tuesday.
I want to make sure.
And why not? A happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy birthdays, my dear.
And we have other birthdays that are definitely coming up in the chat room.
Aaron's birthday's coming up.
Yep.
I know that one for sure.
At the end of the month, is
that
right?
Oh, that's right. Anant is this month as well.
But I feel like at the end of the month. Maybe I'm lying.
I feel like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel
refer
like
to our reference
and,
points.
And Dale, Mr. Spees.
Duchess Spees.
Is at the end of
Dale
the month.
Dale is the 30th of the May. Bear Walker's this month. Drew is this month. Aaron from LA is this month. Anant is the 24th.
Okay, yep.
That's right. Aaron from LA is the same as my grandmother's.
5:18.
Sorry, probably should have
been. Thank you.
There's bon anniversaire all around.
Yep. Very good. Very good.
It's not real shit. This is not champagne. This is Cremant. This is the stuff that I push. If you're not gonna
to you and I, it's champagne.
Sure.
Yeah.
Same method, but it's a French region that we've learned you can get good champagne style wine without drinking prosecco.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Thank you,
Cremant. So, Cremant.
Bonsoir.
M-A-N-T. You'll save about $20.
Mm-hmm. Peugeot. Renault.
Bouillot. Louis Bouillot. That's what we're drinking.
Well.
And God knows, I sit there and I listen to that goddamn how to pronounce on YouTube all day long.
And it pays off. It really does. Speaking of paying off.
When he was doing all those European stories, that he had done that.
Well, I mean, betting stories has always been our strong suit.
Yeah, it has been.
Speaking of paying off, Marnie, what you got? You got a story?
Nope. Isn't it you?
No, we're done.
I just did. Vampire facial.
She beat that one
up. Beat the crap out of it, yeah.
That's right. I thought we'd already gone
around
again.
We let the blood out of that
story. I beat it bloody, yeah.
I thought we had gone around again.
Oh, God, no. We haven't even gone around once.
I only had one terrible story.
Fair point.
Now we're going to have two terrible stories.
Well, I have to go. Well. I just remembered I forgot to let my dog out.
Yeah, you draw the line at Muppets, don't you?
Draw the line at Muppets.
So
seems fair.
To a listener, a long-time listener.
The one.
First-time caller.
And a couple of times guest host. I feel that I have to do the story that I actually already had. But God love him.
Buddy,
God
really?
Love him. Nope. Sean Nerdahl.
Lopez. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The story that he put on, because there is no one who loves a car fucker more than I.
Oh, yes. And from maybe, the anals wait, of the car.
That's going on a t-shirt.
That came out wrong.
That's going on
that,
a t-shirt.
Well, that's that also.
There's no one who loves a car fucker more than I. Marnie Ryer, 2018.
Mechanophiles.
I should apply in rear.
Yeah.
And
dating me is exhausting.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna allow that.
I'm allowing that too. I love it. Oh my god, that was so good.
That's a thinker.
Yeah. Mm,
that was really good. I appreciate it.
Continue on.
Well, you know, if we think that many of these stories about, I mean, if you're gonna fuck a couch, of course that's going to be in Wisconsin. I mean, that's
well, sure.
Duh.
The couch right? fucking state.
The couch fucking
that.
State.
They are the most it attractive.
Is. Yeah, couches.
Yeah, if East Coast couches. Yeah,
it's all the,
be
it's
like
all
that.
The Afghans, yeah. really.
Right, very nice.
It's all in the Afghans.
Not the dogs, but the.
Literally.
Uh-huh.
It's well, all on the Afghans.
It's all about quilting. But.
it's the
many
hand,
of the.
It's the hand towel of couch fuckers.
Could you hand me the Gouda? or the Brie, as it is. Oh, you know.
How did we get here?
You were going to leave.
Anyway, I just need to let all of our tens of listeners know that mechanophilia...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, mechanophilia is not just outside, you know, Trump's wall. It's not just outside there. It can also be in Kansas.
Wow. Wow.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
I never was, honestly.
I have been.
I went
there,
through one time, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what this guy was doing, too. I'm not sure, but the police had to use a stun gun because he was attempting to have sex with a car. Oh, you all right? Are I'm you all
carry
right
on,
something?
Carry on.
Authorities say an extremely intoxicated man, because one would assume you'd have to be drunk.
Takes a lot of whiskey to fuck that.
Butterface, right?
Butterface.
She got big eyes and a fucked up grill.
She looked good. She looked
oh,
good
that was
from
so
behind,
good.
Though.
Oh, see, you guys are getting so good at this. I got to find my bell. All right.
Oh, no.
Anyway, oh, no. He was attempting to have sex with the tailpipe of a car. Put a banana in the tailpipe. In central Kansas.
I'm not part of the banana and tailpipe routine. I'm not part of banana.
Put a banana in the tailpipe.
Nope. Not twice.
He had to be subdued with a stun gun, for heaven's sake. Because he refused to stop. You can't be that drunk.
He was almost there.
He was almost there.
Just let him finish. Who was the victim?
He'll be a lot more, he would be a lot more docile if they would have just
Absolutely.
Let him finish.
He was just yelling, me too. The car was.
Newton, Someone
so,
was.
Newton Lieutenant Scott Pautusen, says the 24-year-old was taken to an emergency room Tuesday because of his life-threateningly high 0.35.
Atta girl.
Oh, good God.
That's a full point above Diana Ross at Blockbuster. That's our gauge, by the way.
Drug use.
God, how many lawns did he have mowed?
How did he try to get into the tailpipe is what I'm... Anyway,
a hole's a hole.
Do you just notice that the tailpipe looks like the right size for
amorous.
You?
And maybe he's too short for the gas tank? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's we'll an odd angle, the gas tank. That's a really odd angle.
Well,
I feel like
that.
Maybe. Ah, it would take a taller gentleman. Yeah. That bends
says,
down.
Right, that downslope.
Yeah.
Gotta make.
You
gotta make. The hand signals. Powell says the man
Fuck
had a
the gas,
possible.
Yeah. Fuck the gas.
Says the man had a possible head injury as well. And was completely oblivious to everyone standing around and telling him to stop. You know, fucking the car. Powell says the man is expected to be released from the hospital on Thursday. This was last week. Police submitted a report to the city prosecutors recommending a misdemeanor charge of lewd and lascivious behavior.
Oh, lascivious.
Nothing has been filed as of last Thursday, but...
Not even at the MVD.
Nope.
And have we gotten the pregnancy test back from the car?
Nope.
It's unleaded.
No. it's actually, she was a lesbian. Oh. It's Diesel.
Yeah, but they just dropped a couple of Plan B's in the gas tank.
And it's okay. Fine. And it's fine.
First like a kid. No.
Well, clearly they did
How
not.
How did we get here?
Clearly, we
I didn't
did not
drink the champagne fast enough.
No. Can we rewind the tape?
But they did not. They did not release the name of the car fucker, which is odd. I think
that makes him
they
younger.
Should
doesn't
let
it?
Him know. Well, he's 24.
Oh,
old enough to know better.
Old enough. Not at a .35, maybe.
Yeah, no. Mm. That's a lot.
God, honestly, I'm impressed on many levels.
Yeah.
Now. With drug use.
Yeah.
Possible drug use as well. I don't know how the fuck he was
super
standing.
Impressed.
Much less.
I'm going to guess maybe a Red Bull. Mm. Or something of the upper variety.
It gave him weight.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. My stars. Well,
please. Tell me what else is happening other than
all right,
than
well, this, I need to say, who's
yikes
fighting?
Is right.
Let me just get the glasses on. Purported son of Charles Manson drops out of estate fight. The purported sons of Charles Manson could soon be out of the legal battle over his estate after failing to show up in court Tuesday. Matthew Lentz, who claims he was fathered by Manson at a 1967 orgy. Was I born from that orgy too? Arrived late at Los Angeles
if
Superior
you just
Court.
Do the blood work.
Were they ever on the East Coast?
I don't know. How far did that shoot? Arrived late.
Maybe somebody drove the car.
Or just brought the Afghan over.
We don't know.
Arrived late at.
It was a used couch.
Fucking knitters.
Quilters, Al. Quilters.
You can crochet those too.
Knit one, pearl necklace two. Yeah. That was it. That's it.
That's it. I'm spent. Oh. Bring the Afghan. I'm done. So Matthew Lentz arrived late at Los Angeles Superior Court looking disheveled and frazzled, kind of like his father, after a brief hearing in the probate case of the late cult leader. Another supposed son, Michael Brunner, filed papers to drop his claims as an alleged heir to the convicted murderer. If the two drop out, it would pit a purported grandson against a pen pal who has filed a will that names him as sole beneficiary to the estate. Purported kin to Manson and so-called murderabilia collectors who befriended the inmate have emerged in the court fight since Manson, 83, died in a hospital in November while serving a life sentence for orchestrating the killing of 9 people. Upon learning he had missed the hearing, Lentz, who doesn't have a lawyer, lamented his late arrival and said he feared he would be out of luck because he had hoped to forge an alliance with Brunner, who has a lawyer. I blew it, he said outside the court. Was he standing next to Hannah? Like, I wasted how many years of my life for this dumb crap? For what? This is out of USA Today. This is not a joke. Lentz is listed as sole beneficiary in a 2017 will that names memorabilia collector Ben Gorecki as executor. Others have claimed the will is a fraud. Who? Wearing an inside-out plaid shirt, she was resplendent in plaid. Lentz clutched a...
Well, the Met Gala was this week.
Oh. No. Well, now it all makes sense. Yes. Lentz clutched a hard plastic case overflowing with the rambling letters from Manson that he hoped would sway a judge to believe he was his son. You got the same father I got. A hobo just left on a midnight train, one letter said. Your mother's father ran me off saying, you bad bandit, outlaw, bike trash, stay out of her life. It's not that I didn't care. It was free love, and you paid the price.
Oh. Okay.
Did Giuliani say that?
What do you mean?
Well, it was funneled.
Yeah.
It was funneled.
Squeezed freshly out of the Afghan. Mm-hmm.
It was very stormy that day.
Serves four. The judge gave Lentz until a July 13th hearing to show why he shouldn't also be dismissed from the case. A lawyer for Brunner, Daniel Mortensen, filed papers to drop his case. He was not in court and did not return phone calls seeking comment. Bruno's mother was a former Manson family member and is widely believed to be Manson's offspring. I don't understand... because I know there have been questions about these two guys. One is based on letters written, and one is because he was raised always knowing, and like everyone had to change their names and stuff like that. I mean, the fucker, crazy fucker in prison won't submit to a paternity test, so you can know or not know, or do you just not want to know? Like, I don't know what. Like, wouldn't you be like?
He probably won't consent.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, what wouldn't he consent to? That he was doing interviews and all kinds of crazy shit. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't sending, you know, Afghans all over the country, but you know how
trying to prove that my family is this big.
But you know how crazy those people are that write prisoners in the if you're one of our listeners. My apologies. But when the show's over, you might want to call and get some help.
But don't call us.
If in between writing convicts, you listen to us. Because that fits the demographic profile that's just been handed to me. Does. It's a Venn diagram.
Venn diagram is
that's really
over.
Just one circle.
Though the arc of justice bends a little.
99
found. Wait, I found our new marketing campaign.
Oh. What is it?
Does your hand get tired after writing letters to convicts? Are you obsessed with serial killers and bad puns? Have we got a podcast for you?
Let me show you a Venn diagram with one circle.
That's it. I am writing this promo immediately. We're recording it.
I'm sorry, Meow Gal.
Yeah,
I had to stop eating and drinking too since the car fucker did that to the app.
Now, I almost choked on a cord nut. Listen.
I thought I had read or heard recently that there was still and I don't think this story is part of it. I thought there was an issue with them, the state of California releasing the body to someone. Releasing his, Manson's
remains,
body.
Yeah.
Right. Or remains. Because I don't know if he was cremated or if he's still intact. I don't know how they did that.
Well, I don't know. But this story surprised me.
But no, because I thought maybe they were fighting over that as well.
Mm-hmm. The court ruled in March that his remains will go to his surviving grandson. Let me see which of these fuckers it is.
Oh yeah, I think the grandson is how they prove that son that everybody agrees.
Jason
with.
Freeman is who the remains were released to.
Which is it makes it kind of creepy that his name is Freeman because Charles Manson, because he believed he was Jesus, he was the son of man.
Like, oh, Freeman.
But that's what Manson stands for is.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The name he made up. So to Freeman, like, did he do something creepy too?
Does that that's story say whether Manson was cremated or was his body intact?
Stand by.
I want to say it was cremated.
See, now that's the kind of thing that I wish that his brain could have just gone to science.
That book I just finished, there was talk.
And but imagine there's some DNA evidence. They're probably going to DNA profile on that fucker, too.
There has to be.
I would think so, because if somebody else
I thought anyone
down the
in
road,
prison had DNA, had to give up
I
their DNA.
I don't know how that all
I
works.
Thought that in California, too. That's why I think the DNA thing should be kind of a locked and loaded
easy
thing with
to
them.
Do, right.
But again, we don't know if the courts have blocked that, because it's kind of a
yeah, celebrity.
He was,
that's
he
how he
was
just on the
cremated after his private funeral with open
okay,
casket.
Okay, all right, got it. Okay, because at one point I
everybody
thought,
and then Jason Freeman got the ashes. Well, because he wanted people.
Well,
to look
I actually thought I had read somewhere, and again, I may just be making this up. I thought at one point there was somebody that may not have been, and maybe these crazy people that I was talking about. They were trying to get the body to put in whatever a museum so people could then. But the state officials were like, no, we're not letting you make a museum out of this fucker.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because, like, what do you call it? Murderabilia? What'd you call it?
Yeah, murderabilia.
I think that was part of what somebody was trying to get at, and maybe this crazy guy.
And that's if that's not part of the dark web, then they need to inaugurate them, because it is just, like, if wherever you go to find stuff from crime scenes and stuff, and, like, mass casualties where people have stuff and they're, like, selling it.
Is that on Craigslist? I don't really
I don't know either,
sure
but I don't. I also
they got
don't,
rid of the hookers, did they?
I also don't want to know. So that's just, it's just a weird story that.
No one ever mentions the upside to prisoner.
Prisoner pen pals. There's a silver lining here, people.
We're firing
they're not
on all the cylinders today.
David, it's not your longest relationship, remember? Natalie. In fairness, she was in prison. I totally screwed up that line, but that is a line from Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Where David is defending his longest relationship.
I went out of prison.
In fairness, David, she was in prison. Oh, speaking of prison, this guy got to go to prison. Playing with Play-Doh proved to be a bad idea for one shoplifting suspect in old Massachusetts.
What? But it smells so good.
Police in Leicester said that they've matched a fingerprint left behind on a multicolored mass of Play-Doh that was left by a suspect who unsuccessfully tried to use the modeling compound to thwart an anti-theft device on an item at a store. Now, I'm just going to cut to a picture of you. This is actually the evidence that they found that where the thumbprint or fingerprint of some sort is actually in the Play-Doh. And they matched it perfectly from him. So that's what it looked like.
From what I remember about Play-Doh, you can, like, put the newspaper print on there and read that motherfucker.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. So, that and Silly Putty.
He or she should have known better.
The suspect is currently residing in the Worcester County House of Corrections and is wanted in at least two other states. The Lancaster Police Department posted this on Monday. The department originally posted about the unusual use of Play-Doh on its Facebook page in late March, saying that the suspect's attempt to mask a security device really didn't pass with flying colors at all. The investigator recovered the Play-Doh and found the suspect had left more than just the Play-Doh behind. The department posted on March 29th, the suspect left a very good fingerprint pressed into the Play-Doh, which was perfect for analysis. Now, the print was later processed to identify a suspect, and then that led authorities last month to Dennis Jackson, 55 years old. Police Chief James Hurley told the newspaper it's the first time that he's seen Play-Doh used in such a way during his 35-year career in law enforcement. Jackson, who faces four counts of unlawful removal of an anti-theft device, tried to steal electronics by masking the security systems with a mix of red and blue and green Play-Doh. I don't know what in the fuck he thought that was going to do to it, but whatever.
Conveniently, did we test his blood for drugs or alcohol?
Well, conveniently, the suspect had already been arrested and is in the custody of the County House of Correction on unrelated charges, but they already had his fingerprints, so it wasn't really a hard match. Officials say at Play-Doh could not help getting involved with this story. They told news sources that they're planning on sending care packages to the Lancaster Police Department to help out in future investigations. So, old Play-Doh's getting in the act of crime prevention.
But wait, I mean, when they go to trial, who are they going to call as the Play-Doh right. expert? You know what I mean?
Don't know. Anything that's got a fingerprint on it.
Billy.
Little and here's Billy Play-Doh. My real Billy to tell you about the accuracy
you're
of transferring
Play-Doh expert
image
Billy.
Transferring images via Play-Doh.
I'd like to call Billy to
look
the
your
stand.
Honor the paper's backwards look
look Beetle Bailey.
Oh my god,
wow, there's an old reference. I know, right? I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Beetle Bailey.
I was a comics kid.
Oh, I understand.
No.
We oh, were yeah, where the colors came across, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Silly Putty and Play-Doh, all that. You could transfer newsprints.
Oh, what yeah. was that the was name?
Because
was
we grew thing? Up in a Mormon town, and we were a non-denominational sure. family.
When you had a lot of Sundays free?
I had a lot of Sundays free. I went to kindergarten, and the kids said, well, why don't we know you? What do you do on Sundays? And I said, well, I read the comics, and I eat pancakes. What do you do?
Yeah.
Apparently, well, they spend all day in church. I don't know.
Right?
Crazy
And
people.
They're the poorer for it if they don't have pancakes there.
Well, they don't know who Beetle Bailey is.
Ooh, follow-up question. Were there pancakes at the Raspberry Cafe?
There were. They were awful.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I feel like that needs a lot of the gluten.
Aaron's like, why did I have a buckwheat pancake? It was really
was
bad.
Was it just like a buckwheat kind of smashed
right,
into a round?
Imagine
again,
that beer
again,
as a pancake.
You need the butter.
Yeah.
Again.
I don't disagree. But they had like a this nutty butter kind of thing, which I thought was delicious. She's
Nutter butters are delicious.
Oh, yeah. You like Nutter butter.
Yeah, and I feel like that is as vegan as it gets. A Nutter butter is just straight down the lane.
No, like, but it it had coconut oil. It had coconut oil in it, and she can't stand coconut.
She can taste the coconut oil? Mm-hmm. See, I can't, I don't like coconut, but I can't taste like the cooking with, like, I can't tell the difference between, like, peanut oil or Crisco. I can't tell.
In certain things, I'll be like, there is no coconut in this. And she's like, yeah, there is. And I'll look in, like, the last ingredient that is written really small. She'll be like, I knew it. Ugh, what the hell?
Wow. She's very talented.
She's very picky.
I had a
She's lovely.
She's lovely.
I, very yeah, talented. You know, I said talented.
Talented, yes.
I had a gluten-free bagel once that I have not forgiven. I'm still mad at it.
You had a what?
A gluten-free bagel. Turns out, you know what bagels need? Gluten.
Cream cheese.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Everything. All the goodness.
Oh, Harrison and I had the longest, most drawn-out fight when she tried to tell me that vegans wouldn't drink milk. And I'm like, I was just dumbfounded. I was like, you gotta milk those cows, they'll die. Like, whatever fancy fucking they did with the cows, they did it like 500 years ago. We can't turn that around. Now you gotta milk them, right? Or is it a wet nurse?
The
like
calves
if you stop,
are supposed to be milking them, and if you stop milking them, they do dry up. They don't just die and explode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, like wet nurses. Otherwise, we'd have utter madness everywhere.
Oh, too far. Too far. See,
no,
I gave you
like
an inch.
That.
I gave you an inch.
Speaking
Take
of too far.
Take a mile.
In St. Louis last week, there was, you guessed it, a murder.
Murder.
Favorite.
In a usually quiet community of South City. The St. Louis Attorney's Office said that
furthest south.
29-year-old Seth Herder, ironic name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, of the 3300 block of Hereford Street.
There's a lot of cattle Herder, references Herford, going on here.
Yeah.
Admitted to killing 55-year-old Christopher McCarthy using a samurai sword last Thursday.
Well played.
And a milk jug.
Well, detectives... You know, crack investigators that they are.
Sure, sure.
Of the St. Louis City Police Department said that McCarthy was stabbed to death inside Herder's apartment. So he went over to the murderer's... went over to Seth's apartment. I feel like first names are easier to follow.
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe Seth dragged the dead body over.
Not sure.
Blood spatter to tell us.
Could be.
But on Monday...
Rode a motor, could be very lawnmower.
Strong. Neighbors
so many ways.
Of Seth and Christopher told Fox 2 that... Seth would often drive a scooter up and down the street with his sword.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. Jeannie Bryan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another
neighbor and random bystander.
Yep.
Oh. Was she an eyewitness to scooter riding?
She was underneath the
stoplight. Well, she says, I've seen this guy on the scooter, and he drives by. He does a goofy little dance.
Oh. On the scooter?
Well, I'd like to see the dance.
And a few weeks ago,
this tells we have an affiliate in this city.
And a few weeks ago, he had a samurai sword and he was holding it as he was driving down the street
while he was dancing.
I wonder who done it.
Was he? That's just that you don't know.
Well, the police say. That Seth has his victim's car and cell phone.
Oh.
They said he had blood all over his clothes.
His kimono, I'm guessing.
Gosh, I hope so. That's really hard to get blood out of silk.
Or is it a key? What's that word?
It's a gi.
Gi.
Yeah. What the hell? What? That's what the Karate Kid wears is a gi. It's the white pajamas with the belt.
It is.
Don't choke.
One word in Japanese and she loses her shit.
It's racist.
Domo arigato.
Fucking Asians.
Careful. Fucking Asians. No, Chinese people.
No, China people.
China person.
And that was a close call.
Japan people.
That was a real close call.
And continue, Grasshopper.
Pray continue.
Well, Ben Woods.
Oh, no.
Also... Dead. Random bystander, and allegedly resident of the neighborhood.
A friend of Lori's.
Hannah.
Scooter and dance witness.
Lindsay. What's her name? Lindsay. Leslie.
Scooter and dance witness.
Aficionado of both. Scooters and street dancing.
Yes.
And geese.
Yep.
Ben Woods, scooter dancing judge, says, as far as I'm concerned, I never would have picked him out as
scooter
a suspect.
With the stars.
Whenever we see him over there. And then, when it all started coming out and people were like, oh, it's the guy that's on the scooter.
Oh!
With his giant knife.
Dancing.
Who would have thought that?
Oh,
I got
my
thesaurus and found out that samurai sword was another word for knife.
You know, residents say that their neighborhood is fairly quiet and family friendly. But
except
now,
for this one.
Except for the guy on the scooter.
There's always somebody to pee in the punch bowl. There's got to be someone.
Not good.
My gosh. Well, police are continuing their investigation and have not yet released information on a possible motive.
But he's got the car. He's got the car and what else?
He's got the car, the cell phone, the blood
body,
on the clothes.
The body
in his apartment. And the witnesses seeing him doing a little dance on a scooter with a sword.
Make a little love.
Yeah. Get down
tonight.
Oh, I feel like...
Stab your neighbor tonight.
This feels like a miniseries in the making for one Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote. I feel like this is... It's going to be like a little mini-series you're going
to
do.
We'd have to change our accent.
Change. It's going to feature Dion Brown
any of them.
And Angela Lansbury.
It's not going to be any of those three.
The accents?
Uh-huh.
Nope. Tile is out his tongue.
Well, charges are pending, and Eric is currently being held on $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Marty, back to you.
All the geese. Well. Think of the good. Think of the fashion choices he could do with $1 million.
So many pajamas.
You could make it a hat or a pterodactyl.
All the pajamas.
A pterodactyl, you say?
Well, what do you say?
Well, I'm not sure yet. Oh.
Grab Toto. It's a twister.
Well, you don't know.
That's what I feel like the entire show is for the first hour while I eat my nuts.
Am I crunching too loud?
Was Mr. Roboto.
I don't know how you do that sitting upright.
Yeah. It's a gift.
Oh, not
some
really.
Very elastic skin, I guess.
I'm older now. Around the back, over the shoulder. Oh. I have the testicles of a much older man.
Oh, no.
I do not want to spit Pringles out.
Marty, save us with a story, please. It's your turn.
I'm just
not a nutty story.
I tossed to you. I segued to you.
I know, but then he was, and then there was a lot.
Help us.
Well,
I'm eating corn nuts.
So, in Florida, that was nice. In Florida, a dad is a little bit outraged about a test question. Sexually explicit, nonetheless, and quite frankly, I'm with him. On this one.
Was the question, do your nuts hang low to the one?
Nope. It wasn't, do you fuck
cars? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
No. Nope. It had nothing to do with scooter jacking and nothing, you know?
I was scooter dancing.
My bad. Omar Austin had to do a double take when he spotted a sexually explicit question on his teenage daughter's homework assignment. So, it needed to be seen, because what the hell is going on in our schools? The Florida father asked as he read the question aloud in a video posted to Facebook. The multiple choice question reportedly said, which it's on Facebook, so you can read it. Ursula, and where they came up with these names, the whole thing. Ursula was devastated when her boyfriend broke up with her after having sex. To get revenge, she had sex with his best friend the next day. Ursula had a beautiful baby girl 9 months later. Ursula has type O blood. Her ex-boyfriend has type AB blood. And his best friend has type A blood. If her baby daddy is her ex-boyfriend, what could the possible blood types of her baby not be?
If a train leaves Tallahassee.
Right?
Wow.
And you're fucking in the back cart, and then you get to... What?
I feel like... Is this a legitimate medical question?
Yeah.
It would be a matter, but maybe we don't have to word that. So, as of this, the video had been viewed more than 500 times.
What's the answer?
Well, I'm not sure yet. So, we'll get there.
Wait, tell me the question again.
Okay, you can do this.
She has O blood.
She's type O. Okay. Ex-boyfriend has AB. And the best friend that she slept with is A. If the baby daddy is the ex-boyfriend.
The A.
AB.
The AB.
AB.
What could the possible blood types of her baby not be?
Ooh.
Ah. So, someone actually gets paid to make the test. I'm assuming someone checks the wording of the question. And he has a picture. There's the whole video is actually on this. So, Austin told First Coast News in Florida he immediately contacted the principal at Westside High School in Jacksonville to flag the inappropriate question that was on the 11th grade daughter's practice test for her upcoming anatomy exam.
The answer is O.
Ah, very good. This was a district-generated worksheet that her teacher printed offline, and it was given to the students.
Nobody proofreads any of this stuff. They're too busy protesting to make money.
Damn teachers, right?
Oh, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, unfortunately,
they have to.
Right, they have to protest to get money because they aren't paid enough to read this stuff.
Now. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the real question is, how effective is this blood going to be on the facial?
Well, it depends. It actually depends, right? If it was type O, it would be fine. But it can't be. We now have learned. So Duval County Public Schools said in a statement that it agreed the question was highly inappropriate. Do you think?
Shocking.
And confirmed it was not part of the district assessment. Immediately upon being made aware of this matter, school and district leaders began conducting a review of the situation. Appropriate and corrective action will be taken. The district stated, "We encourage parents to contact their school leaders directly if they ever have concerns about their child's school and instructional experience so that we can immediately work to problem solve." Austin called the bias question sad and a disgrace to our education system.
And they really didn't slut shame her. She made some life choices.
She sure did.
Sure. We presented them in a fair and discreet manner and then asked what...
But if he's thinking that's the only thing that's a disgrace to the education system, we have another thing to talk about. He said he hopes the school will be more careful in the future and thoroughly read every assignment they pass out to high schoolers. I think that we can do better, he added. The school district said they don't believe the inappropriate worksheet was passed out to any other schools, but they are investigating.
Wow.
How about you just call up?
I mean, it's anatomy.
Hey, I'm really proud of these people for actually doing their homework.
Right. They look.
As I spent my afternoon berating a child for not doing his homework, I'm very excited that anybody's looking at this homework.
You're going to need 30 words on why Ursula's not a whore.
Yep. I want you to tell me, don't you be Ursula. Going out this
weekend. No, we're not slut-shaming her.
No, we're not.
We're encouraging Ursula to make, just enjoy yourself.
Responsible choices. Right.
Responsible choices. Know their blood types.
Right.
Know the blood types so that...
Nobody asks those
tested.
Kind of questions.
Get tested. You can find out your blood type there.
Absolutely.
Get tested.
So I
check for the syphilis while you're in there. Yeah, I mean,
something.
Get the full spectrum tested for. Yeah. Why not?
With as many different, over the years, tests that I've been through, blood tests and the like, I don't even know what my blood type is.
I am a type A.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yep.
Because we're not allowed to give blood.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. So,
but still, I would like to know what it was in case of an emergency.
But there's no reason. That has come up in conversation and only happens between gay men. I was just going to bring it up, too. I was just about to turn to you and be like, I bet you as a gay man don't know what your blood type is.
I have no earthly idea.
Yeah, because we are not.
Do I not bleed red?
Right.
David.
And thicker in the mouth.
If you do, put it on your face.
On my face. Right. Get a face up.
After someone pokes you a couple times. I may not have read all the instructions.
if that person is doing to you is called microneedling, I'm sorry for both of you.
Exactly. Listen, mosquito dick.
Oh my goodness.
Pin fucker.
I like that I went for the innuendo and you just went full on for it.
She just drove the car right through the window.
It's like good cop, bad cop here.
Needle dick. Why don't you go home?
I just set him up and you hit him out of the park.
What's the saddest three words any man's ever heard?
Where's that?
Is it in?
Oh boy.
Are you through yet?
No, I mean, that's a question.
Right.
That means I dozed out 5 minutes ago.
But I hope you had a good time.
How much longer are we talking?
Oh, when did the news come on? Is the movie over?
Is that Rachel Maddow on here?
Can I wrap Buddy, this up? I was just thinking of Anderson Cooper. That's odd.
Oh, Alfie, go for it.
Oh, my.
So,
there you go.
Welcome.
Yeah. Oh, mine too narrow. I thought mine was just A, but it's A positive. Oh,
there you go, A positive. Mm-hmm. So, Rachel Crooks, who alleged that Donald Trump kissed her without her consent in 2005 when she was working as a receptionist in Trump Tower.
What's her name, Ursula?
So.
No?
The Ursula is silent in this case, and she goes by Rachel.
I think I met her at Cobalt the other night.
Oh, nice. All right.
So when you pronounce Leslie, there's no Ursula at all. You never hear that sound.
You never hear the Ursula, no.
Despite all those letters.
But Rachel is silent.
So this win wasn't as surprising as Anderson Cooper just appeared on my computer.
Oh. Hello.
Dirty. So Crooks was running unopposed for the Democratic nomination, so it wasn't a hard-won battle. Crooks initially went public with her claims against Trump ahead of the 2016 election in February of this year. The Washington Post detailed the account of her story. President Trump denied Crooks' claims, but she probably got $130,000.
Ask Rudy.
Rudy.
He knows.
Rudy.
Yeah, bring out Rudy. So she won. So it's yet another person. Who is the woman that won the special election? She won in Virginia.
Mm.
She won the House seat, and she was the one that was she the victim of the shooter? There was the woman who was there was all those people. One was like a victim of a part of a mass shooting, and she ran on gun control. Then there was the person that was part of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
that she won the seat of the man that harassed her.
I thought in Virginia there was someone who is transgender. No?
Was the transgender one?
There was the transgender mm-hmm. one who won in for the seat for the people that had banned transgender.
Right.
And then there was the one that won the seat of the person that she had accused of.
So are we talking about Chris Hearst, whose girlfriend died in live TV shooting that beats the NRA person?
Yes, that was it. So there was all kinds mm-hmm. of like... stories this year of people that were motivated to politics.
His girlfriend was shot on television.
Right.
Oh, God, I saw that.
Her and the cameraman both, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, and
it was
horrible.
Oh, it was
on a morning
awful.
Chat show. Like, just awful.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
Where's the dignity? Not probably the wrong reaction to that.
Probably. Well, but you know, morning chat shows, they're pretty cringeworthy, so you'll wonder.
One final short...
They can be dangerous.
One final short news story before we toss it to Al for his entertainment tease. An intoxicated man, ill-advised decision to spend the night on a freight train caused massive commuter chaos in Munich, Berlin, as police had to shut down all traffic at a busy station to look for him. Munich police said Monday that they received an emergency call at 5:20 a.m. from a man who said he woke up in a freight car on a train near, I believe it's called Passing Station, which is Munich's third largest train station, and he couldn't get out of it. He'd been locked in, and I believe the train was moving. I'm not really sure, but I believe it was actually motionful. Police say the 25-year-old man was so drunk when he entered the container, the train car, he wasn't even sure where he was. Police shut down all rail traffic, went train to train, eventually finding him after an hour of searching. In total, 86 trains were affected, 37 cancellations and 21 partial train cancellations. The man faces only trespassing charges after shutting down a morning commute in a busy city.
Oh, wow.
So don't fall asleep in a train when you're passed out. I don't...
Yeah, right?
You know what they said about them? They said he's leaving. on that train. To Munich.
To Munich, right. Berlin.
But every time someone says the third largest or the third greatest, don't you always want to be like, where's the asterisk to one and two?
Right.
Like,
Tell us. What are the other ones?
Yeah. Fifth youngest person to win an Oscar. Who are the first four? I can't go to sleep now.
Somewhere near the wall. Former wall. All right.
I don't care how you get here.
I
don't care how you get here.
Train or plane. No.
I go right to Arab man. I'd love that rhyme.
Just be like an Arab man. Cross the desert like an Arab man.
Let's do this segment now.
So the remix of Arrested Development is out. Scott's Generation is still open.
Scott's Generation.
A great find that I made. Some thoughts on Live from Lincoln Center. A comedian we should all be watching, and I've caught up on an old favorite TV show.
Oh my gosh.
That's lovely. Got some stuff right.
Alright.
So,
tell me more.
He will. He'll tell you more in the segment we call Entertainment. It's the beginning of our third hour right here on Q Talk.
We've all got places to go!
You're listening to Q Talk America.